mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour, ladies and gentlemen. Final five-minute segment with our guest from the last hour. Author, of course, a syndicated columnist, worked at the National Security Agency via the Navy during the Reagan administration, just exposing the nightmare system we're facing. And we're going to take a few final calls for Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Wayne, I want to ask you, don't you think that this political system with these big candidates that I can't stomach, like Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bill Clinton for Secretary General, it's part of the disease that's really all around us, because people like the Clintons have already been completely discredited, the bribery, the repression.
Yeah, I was about to say this. I mean, you're bringing up the central point. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. It's like Caligula marrying his horse and making it the leader of the Senate in Rome. It seems like everybody's waking up to them, but they just get crazier and crazier and more out in the open, Wayne.
Well, I agree. Certainly some of the things I saw in the Clinton administration with what they did in Africa, for example, the failure to get involved in that terrible Holocaust in Rwanda, which then spread into the Congo, and what we saw with the attack on Yugoslavia. Clinton, now they're talking about Hillary taking over from Bush, and then we'll have 8 years of Hillary and then another Bush. I don't know. Is the Bush and the Clinton, are these two families monarchies? Have they created a dual monarchy situation? I want to get some new blood in there. I agree with the caller. That's why I find Howard Dean to be refreshing. I loved it when he yelled in Iowa. I said, man, there's a guy with a pulse. The guy's alive. He actually cares enough to yell and scream about what's going on in this country. I wish more people would yell and scream.
I don't agree with him on the Second Amendment and stuff, but I don't agree with Bush either, but yeah, I mean, our founding fathers yelled and screamed. Oh, we're not supposed to yell and scream. Thanks, Fred.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Hi, I was watching CBS.
Yes.
And the Now show was talking about how they're revising the Patriot Act 1, 2, and 3. They were specifically talking about the sneak and peek.
Wayne, get back by your phone, Jack, for me. Sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
And then this morning I see on news that Tony Blair's here in the United States. So I'm thinking, is that why he's here?
Well, no, they're just here to get all their lies straight. And of course, that's a good point. The Downing Street memo. I mean, how many internal memos do we have where it's admitted that they premeditatedly lied, Wayne?
Got several. We've got not only got the real memos like Downing Street, we've got all these fake things running around like the Niger documents, the forged documents, the kind of stuff they tried to stick George Galloway with, when in fact that was a big smokescreen, as he said, and a bigger smokescreen is some of this Iraqi oil during the embargo was going to Enron and Cook Industries, which is a family tied up with the Bushes.
They're the very people doing it in Halliburton selling oil field equipment. Kim, you got the last word.
Oh, yes. Also, please call Washington, D.C., guys, and let them know about this. Let them know they're looking at the Patriot Act again, because they seemed surprised when I called about it. I called the Republican side.
Well, that's just how they act. Everybody knows it's in the Intelligence Committee, radically beefing it up. And to cut through all the confusion, it's 2.5. They passed one. They passed part of two. This should be called 2.5. Wayne, final comments.
Well, the Patriot Act is a terrible thing. I would just tell people, look, don't send letters to your members, because after the anthrax attacks, they'll never get the letters. But hit their hit them with email as much as you can. They do read the email, and they have to get it off of their servers, because if they get too much of it, they've got to read it and take it off. So hit them with the email and hit them with a phone call.
All right, Wayne, thanks for coming on. Thanks, Kim.
Good to be with you.
Wayne Madsen, great job. Appreciate your patriotism and telling the truth, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break with another powerful guest and your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment of the third hour, 8 minutes and 25 seconds in on this Tuesday edition, seventh day of June 2005. Professor John Gledhill, president of Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists, is going to be on with us in just one moment covering this subject. This is from the BBC. We talked about this last Friday. Fears over CIA university spies, a CIA scheme to sponsor trainee spies secretly through U.S. university courses, has caused anger among U.K. academics. And this has already been going on here in the U.S. for a long time. The Pat Roberts Intelligence Scholars Program pays anthropology students, whose names are not disclosed, upwards of $50,000 a year, £27,500 a year. They're expected to use the techniques of fieldwork to gather political and cultural details on other countries. Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists called the scholarships ethically dangerous and divisive. And then it goes on. Now, before we go to our guests, I want to give you some background. Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his farewell speech in 1960, said, "Beware the undue and unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex." And he was a captain of that, but I guess he was having pangs of conscience. At that time, about 80% of all funding in our universities, and even in private research facilities, was being paid for by the U.S. government. Now we live in the age, again, of $240-something million for one package of fake newscasts last year. Fake newscasts everywhere. They're paying for Hollywood movies to have torture messages, secret arrest messages, anti-family messages. I mean, they are just breaking down our society. Propaganda everywhere. We talked about that with our guest expert and former member of the National Security Agency in the last hour. So this is part and parcel of that. And then, of course, there's more foreign students here in the U.S. than any other country in the world in the aggregate. So they come here and they get $50,000. Now, that's $25,000 to have your tuition paid at the nicest schools. And then another $25,000 to live quite comfortably. Nice work if you can get it. And they have to have secret summer meetings with the CIA at summer camps. Now, they're basically being taught to be spies. This is going to get a lot of anthropologists killed. Not to mention control a whole society, you know, the whole next wave of anthropologists, which I think is one of the most important fields out there. I am not an anthropologist, though in my leisure I do read a lot of psychology and a lot of anthropological work out there on the subject, because I find it to be just a very revealing science and just spot on with, you know, so much of the work that's out there. To understand, and the social architects understand this, and to build this worldwide prison state, they've got to do it. But thousands of members of the press are CIA officers, most of your major editors in this country, that's now come out. And then many others are paid off by the Department of Education, Department of Transportation, Department of Health and Human Services, Defense Intelligence, NSA, CIA, billions of dollars. We have fake newscasts here in Austin. You can confirm they're fake, and no one even seems to care. I mean, it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But then real reporters go overseas and get killed because people think they're CIA. Real social workers get killed overseas, aid workers. Real anthropologists get killed. And but there's so much money being spent on this, and this is just one tiny node, one little facet in an ocean, a hurricane of covert operations. So, again, joining us, I appreciate him holding during that diatribe, is the president, Professor John Gledhill, president of Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Pleasure.
Do you disagree with any of that three-minute raving?
Not really. I mean, obviously, this particular program seems to be only part of a broader pattern, and I gather that from what we're learning now, that there are other kinds of funding programs being generated by other agencies as well. Of course, particularly for those of us abroad, I mean, this is all very, very obscure. And, of course, we do have American students coming here to study, and because it's all focused on individual students, we've no way of knowing who anybody is, basically.
And they sign agreements. I mean, they're basically becoming CIA employees.
Yes, one of the things that interested me in some work that an American colleague was doing on this was, obviously, as part of their anthropology training, they will be trained in research ethics. I mean, all anthropology programs place a lot of attention on ethical questions and your responsibilities to research subjects and how to do research and inform consent in the research process, these kinds of issues. And it appears that if they got cold feet and decided they didn't really feel happy with their chosen career, they might well have to pay back a lot more even than the $50,000 they were getting in the grant.
Yeah, they're going to be bought and paid for life.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, our concern most of all is with the responsibilities we have to the people we study.
Why is the CIA on the surface? I mean, I have it here in the article, but from your view, your detailed view, as the president of the organization opposing this, why do they want the young, budding anthropologists?
I think they're aware that anthropologists, because unlike most other social, I mean, there are other people who also do sustained work in a region and on a region. But, I mean, you know, our main method of doing research is ethnography, which means going and living in a region and getting to know it in great detail.
So it's a perfect cover for spies.
Yeah, because you get to know things about local communities and the larger societies.
Plus, you're trained to be able
without trust.
Plus, you're trained to be able to assess that.
That's right. That's right. But it's the trust factor that's very central to anthropology. I mean, people who, you know, anywhere you go, I mean, if we just go and do research down the road from where we live, I mean, people are going to be rather suspicious about initially of anybody wants to do research on them. But the sustained presence in fieldwork that anthropologists do is all based on establishing relations of trust across lines of conflict and with different kinds of people. And obviously, if your agenda is not to understand the people and to try to empathize with their point of view, but to serve the aims of of another country in geopolitical terms, then you're in a sense abusing that trust quite fundamentally.
Well, that's what special forces do, is they'll parachute them in behind enemy lines to train an indigenous group to resist. I'll guarantee you, because I've seen past reports on this, they're going to train a lot of these groups to become rebels. They're going to give them weapons. It's going to be a major crisis creator.
That's possible. That's possible. But, I mean, obviously, if you write about something that you studied, you're very careful to protect the people you studied from harm. I mean, even people you don't like. I mean, we're supposed to be even-handed, impartial researchers. We're supposed to be understanding something, not manipulating it as a situation. So when you write something for public consumption, you disguise people's identities. You often disguise the identity of a place. And there are lots of things you just decide not to write about because they're potentially harmful. And there are some things you indeed have to decide not to study because the ethical difficulties are too great, and you might accidentally do harm to people without intending to. This kind of intelligence gathering operation obviously isn't likely to be constrained by those kinds of considerations. I mean, they want to send people into conflict zones with particular agendas, and in a sense they're people who've already taken sides because it's their job to represent the interests of their employers, which in this case will be the US government.
Folks, you can go to Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists at www.vasa.org. Is that correct?
Vasa, theasa dot.
Oh, I apologize. And we should have a link to that on Infowars.com. I mean, what about just the danger to anthropologists if it becomes widely known that a lot of them are CIA?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it even get, you know, even, I mean, as it is, because of events in the past, and, I mean, there certainly have been well-documented involvements of anthropologists in the CIA, particularly in the Vietnam period, and also in the civil wars in Central America. Anthropologists are always likely to be subjects of suspicion, and not very often people aren't too good at distinguishing the nationalities of white people from abroad. They're certainly not often very good at distinguishing between the British and North Americans, for example. But I mean, obviously, anybody, irrespective of their nationality and origin, once it's seen that people can receive these rather generous grants from security agencies, then if that becomes widely understood, then everybody's going to become an object of suspicion. And
well, there's a bigger question.
There's no way in which, you know, I personally, if this program became extensive, I wouldn't blame anybody for suspecting everybody. What else could they do? We'd have no way of knowing.
Well, bottom line, the bigger question here is, and the bigger problem is, all over academia and you know, every discipline is being bought off now by the military-industrial complex. It's a very dangerous trend.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously the interest isn't solely in anthropologists. It's in language experts, historians, I mean, anybody who can provide information that's thought relevant by the military and the national security agencies. I mean, obviously, this information could be used in more or less intelligent ways. I mean, you know, culturally relevant techniques of torture are probably not actually very effective. What anthropologists try to do is understand the whole society. I mean, the whole way in which people relate to each other. And,
well, sir, do one more quick little 5-minute segment with us. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
All right, a huge news blitz is coming up, and your phone calls after this quick segment at 1-800-259-9231. We'll go right to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. You can check out the Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists at theasa.org, and we have a link through to that at Infowars.com and some other news articles about this. I was talking to Professor John Leadhill during the break, and he brought up a lot of other really key points. They also want to go into these countries and have anthropologists on the payroll to understand how to manipulate those local groups, or, even more importantly, which I hadn't thought of, to use that data piecemeal in intelligence agencies as a pretext or an excuse to invade countries or to fund different organizations or to even demonize a group. Please elaborate on that, Professor.
Well, it's very important in anthropology not to take snippets of cultural information out of their broader context, and that's one of the great dangers in the use of a subject that's trying to be kind of open-minded by people who have a particular kind of purpose and goal in life. One thing that worries quite a lot of anthropologists about these developments is that because it's all secret, within the intelligence community itself, information will circulate according to the internal logic of the intelligence people themselves, and it'll never be subject to any kind of critical scrutiny. So all kinds of crazy ideas could develop within that environment that wouldn't stand up for 5 minutes if you stood up in a conference and put that point of view with a kind of critical audience who are qualified to discuss the whole ins and outs and the broader picture of the case. But of course, to claim that you're kind of using scholarly knowledge as a guide to action is always a kind of way of legitimating things that might be considered quite ethically dubious in another context.
Well, we've already seen this where Dick Cheney tells the CIA what intelligence he wants and fires people that don't do it, so...
Yeah, I mean, we've had similar problems arose in Britain during the Iraq War. There was a strong controversy about whether or not the politicians had interpreted the intelligence data in a way that suited them, and then, of course, the intelligence people then got it in the neck when things went wrong.
So. Two final questions. Where do you think all this is going to go? Is it just going to keep expanding?
I'm hoping it won't, because if people do look at our website or the American Anthropological Association's website and look at the ethical principles that are supposed to guide what anthropologists do and other kind of social scientists or have similar kind of ethical codes, it is clear that this kind of covert research and covert relationships with agencies outside academia are not really consistent with pursuing ethical research that can be defended as...
Yeah, I mean, it's not real scientific research. It's like paying for a study and then telling them what response you want.
That's the problem, and it will, inevitably, these people will probably find themselves,
I would think that the global empire controllers would leave this alone because they want real data. I mean,
yes,
it seems like they're going to screw up their own source.
If you wanted to have a proper understanding of these conflict situations, you would do much better to read broadly from several series of different points of view about a region, and you do much better to have public meetings in which, you know, those who are willing to participate in them could discuss.
But Karl Rove has said that we're an empire and that he controls reality, so I guess they think that if they fund anthropologists to put out disinfo, that will magically make the peoples they're studying change. I mean, that's delusional.
Yeah, it is. And I think the lesson of history is that kind of role for anthropologists and other kinds of academics has always been a failure. That
really last question. We're almost out of time. Oh, I'm sorry, always produces? You were saying it always produces what?
It always, I think, produces unexpected consequences, and it doesn't really achieve the goals that people imagine.
Well, elites always get
less than you started with.
Well, really. Elites always get delusional. In closing, in about 45 seconds, as an anthropologist yourself, sir, what do you think of the Western world in its modern context compared to old empires?
It's beginning to look rather too much like the old empires. I mean, the values that... we're claiming, we're defending here may well be good values, and I think we'd do rather better to pursue them, more open-handedly and not as covers for other kinds of agendas like economic interest and global domination. I think we're far too scared of monsters that are either imaginary or of our own creation at the moment, and a bit more of that Western rationality that we claim is the basis of our civilization.
All right, Professor John Geldhill, thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Coming up later today, we're going to have the videos, sections of the speeches and questions and answer periods that we had this last Friday at the Alamo Draft House downtown for the two sellout showings of my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Got another showing coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, it's sold out. I'd love for more of you to be able to go. But coming up next week, next Thursday, the 16th, and that's at 7:30 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, an extra showing for those that couldn't come. So many people got turned away, and it was very frustrating. I was sad to see that happen. So I hope to be able to meet you and see you out at the next Thursday's showing. You can link through, again, at InfoWars.com. And link through the Alamo Draft House and get tickets for that event. And who knows, it might sell out before a single person can even show up to the door to buy tickets. So I'd go ahead and get those. Now, again, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reports of this. There are so many major university studies, major industry studies. And then the government or another industry will put out its own study, and then we've proven those to be frauds, about how good it is for you. But they will put rats over the period of their life in a cage near a high-powered cable with electricity running through it. And it has all sorts of health effects on the rat. Really, it's called frequency pollution. That's one area of really pollution put out, but everybody knows who works on radio near a high-powered FM or AM transmitter. And there'll be signs inside those cinder block buildings. I've been in them. It says, you know, don't get within 10 feet. Turn it off first, or you'll get RF burns. I mean, it will burn you. It will burn your skin. It will make you sick. I mean, this is real, folks. And I want to warn you. I mean, so many of these public schools put these high-powered cell phone towers up, as a way to raise money. There really are problems connected to this, and here is the London Telegraph. Leukemia risk 70% higher for children near power lines. Children born close to high-voltage overhead power lines are more likely to be diagnosed with leukemia, according to results of a major government-funded study that was published today. And, folks, cell phones are so bad, too. And you know what? I got a hands-free system. Don't use it some of the time. I'm an idiot. The water's full of poison. I hardly ever drink tap water, but I still do sometimes. I'm an idiot. We've all got to take control of our lives. I mean, this genetically engineered food just doesn't have reduced nutritional value. It also has proteins and things in it that never existed before and that really make us sick. Researchers find that those whose childhood homes are within 200 meters, or that's like 450 feet, of a power line have almost a 70% or greater risk of being diagnosed with leukemia. You know, I think there's one almost that close to my house. That's it, I'm moving. I mean, we got to take this serious, folks. When you drive under a power line, even if it's a strong AM station, notice how it goes, you know, and Billy Bob was talking to John, and you're done driving under it, you know, it goes away. However, they stress that they have not established the cause of the increased risk that could be due to other factors, such as differences in wealth between those who live near power lines and those who do not. Yeah, right. There's all these other big studies. They say that if a 275 kilovolt KV or 400 kilovolt national grid lines investigated in the study are indeed the cause of the rise, they would be responsible for approximately 1% of leukemia cases in England and Wales, or around 5 cases a year. I mean, folks, take an electronic device and stick it up near just a light switch. It'll start. Bzzz. Try to listen to shortwave radio up next to any type of appliance. Just the radio waves that, say, a spinning dishwasher throws off. Yeah, it shoots off radio waves. Waves that are picked up. Campaigners claim that lower voltage regional power lines, which operate at 132 kilovolt, might have the same effect, in which the cases of leukemia cases linked to electricity transmission could be 10 times higher. The study, the largest of its kind to date, is published today in the British Medical Journal. Its analysis of 29,081 people from England and Wales who were diagnosed with cancer age 15, between 62 and 95, they are compared with the same number of healthy individuals matched for sex and year and area of birth. Researchers calculated the distance from each person's home at birth and the nearest high-voltage overhead line. For those born within 200 meters of the power line, the risk of leukemia is 69% greater than for those born with 600 meters away. Those between 200 meters and 600 meters from the power line are 23% more likely to have been diagnosed with leukemia than those whose homes are more than 600 meters away. And it goes on and on. The study went on to say there is no accepted biological mechanism to explain these results. It could be down to confounding factors such as socioeconomic factors. People should not panic. More research must be carried out to find the mechanism. Well, I disagree. I mean, we've got literally, folks, I've probably seen 100 studies in the last 10 years on this. Folks, a cell phone is a microwave transmitter. Major studies admit that it actually heats the brain upwards of a degree in many cases when you use one. Years ago, I'd be on the phone for an hour on a road trip, you know, doing a radio interview, and I'd get a headache afterwards. I'd start sweating. It just is not good for you. One theory is cornea ions, small charged particles given off by power lines. Oh, really? Attach themselves to air pollution particles. It is argued that those who live nearby are therefore at risk from inhaled pollution. Around 400 to 420 new leukemia cases. That is true. That's what the heart program does. It ionizes the atmosphere and causes all types of particulates to congeal and fall to the ground. But that's only one thing it does. It also sends off these, basically, you know, it's like rays from space. You know, they talk about when you're in an airplane at 35,000 feet, you get the equivalent of like 10 chest x-rays. That's because there's more radiation that isn't deflected by the atmosphere. Because you think of the atmosphere as being, you know, no matter being there. It's actually quite thick. It's full of water, H2O molecules, helium molecules, oxygen, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and a bunch of other hydrogen. It's like water. I mean, I forget the ratios, but, you know, 10,000 feet of lower atmosphere, I forget, is like the equivalent of 30 feet of ocean water or something. And there's really no better shield for this type of stuff than water. You know, that's what a lot of at these nuclear research facilities, it's not just shielded by lead, it's then shielded by water. But and these power lines, these high-powered power lines, just shoot off all these different types of waves. Around 400 to 420 new leukemia cases are diagnosed in England and Wales each year. Scientists have suggested a range of causes, including genetic susceptibility, ionizing radiation. There you go. Unusual patterns of exposure to infection and electromagnetic fields. Two major studies published in 2000 by Swedish and American researchers concluded that there was a doubling of risk of childhood leukemia associated with the level of magnetic field exposure received around 100 meters from a power line, or 200 feet. Alistair Phillips of the counselor group Power Watch said the government should bring in a ban on the new building of 250 meters of high-voltage power lines. Nurseries and schools or the adjunct power line should be relocated so they are further away than 500 meters from the voltage overhead. Folks, again, they've got studies where plants don't grow well under power lines. You know, fast-growing life cycle things that grasses do it, even long life cycle oak trees, crops. I mean, people noticed 50 years ago that you'd have a corn crop underneath high tension power lines with a lot of power going through them, and for a good ratio under those power lines, they didn't grow as well. And then they tried to argue, well, that's because sun, you know, it's not getting as much sun because of the little lines. But they go, no, I mean, it's power. It's corn growing further away from the power lines that aren't having the sun blocked, as if the cables even, you know, blocked a microscopic amount of sun. So it just goes on and on. And frequency pollution is very, very real. And obviously it's part of modern society. I mean, we can't get away from all of it, but we really shouldn't have a cell phone up to your head. It's been linked in just masses of major studies to brain tumors. You really shouldn't. Electric blankets are very bad for you. A lot of studies show that. I mean, you're literally, you know, sleeping 8 hours a day in the winter with this thing with electrical wiring all over it, right up against your skin. Then even low voltage causes a major problem. There are a lot of people now who are going into a lower voltage type situation in their houses, and then they're seeing a lot of positive health effects. I don't know. I mean, that's just one article. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Continuing with the news today. This is from PrisonPlanet.com. Tanks in the streets of New York. On a recent trip to New York, these gun-mounted armored tanks vehicles were driving through the streets of Manhattan. I took these pictures with my camera phone, hence the bad quality. This is from a listener. I couldn't believe how many people just waved at the armored soldiers peeking out of the top. Many even cheered loudly in support. Nobody took the time to say, why in the world are armed soldiers and tanks rolling down the middle of the street? This happened the day after I saw NYPD officer in Times Square. He was simply standing around watching the pedestrian traffic. The only thing out of place was he was carrying a machine gun. Then under that, we have anti-war protesters being harassed by tanks. LAVs. Wheeled tanks. I should say properly, a tank has treads. In L.A., we have the video of that, high-quality video. P.S., the tank pictures were taken at the corner of 53rd and 7th in Manhattan, just a few blocks away from Central Park. We have flashback anti-war protesters in L.A., his response with APCs, flashback Alabama activists, tank unit. So that's just some of the news there on that subject. Judge wants to question U.S. troops on Iraq death. Reuters, a Spanish judge, wants to question three U.S. soldiers as suspects in the death of a Spanish cameraman who was killed when U.S. tank fired in a hotel, foreign journalist during the 03 assault on Baghdad. Yeah, that was Reuters. They just pulled up, and then they admitted they were told to kill the journalist. Absolutely unbelievable. But, you know, this is supposedly how we keep America safe, is we attack innocent people. Well, no, that's not going to keep America safe, my friends. Speaking of surveillance, surveillance cameras catch gum droppers in Britain. Manchester Evening Standard, Paul Watson wrote this comment. The true purpose of widespread surveillance cameras is right before us. The intention is to monitor behavior and then define that behavior as criminal. Today, it's dropping gum. Tomorrow, it would be the way you walk. Well, they already have that with biometrics. Remember Admiral Poindexter's giant analysis program? It studied the way people walk and their likelihood of being terrorists. Wardens have issued the first of $50 or 50 pound, basically $100 fine, for dropping chewing gum in Manchester as part of a new Big Brother style little clampdown. And see, they use the term Big Brother as it's good in this article. A man was caught on surveillance camera spitting out the gum in the Piccadilly Gardens. CCTV camera operator saw the incident and alerted city center wardens who were given a description of the offender. They approached the man and issued him a 50-pound penalty notice. It is understood he plans to appeal. Manchester is one of the three cities chosen by the government to use on-the-spot fines to tackle the problem of chewing gum stuck to pavements. So, again, Big Brother now to keep you safe from that. Some good news. Maryland bans night seatbelt spying. Ehrlich rejects police Big Brother tactics. Maryland State Police will not be using night vision equipment to spy on motorists to see if they are wearing seatbelts. Reacting quickly to complaints, Governor Robert Ehrlich on Monday directed the state police to discontinue testing the effectiveness of the equipment. By the way, that's under National Seatbelt Initiative, $2.2 billion a year. It has nothing to do with seatbelts. It's about searching vehicles. But it's whenever they get caught, it's for seatbelts. Governor Ehrlich isn't a fan of Big Brother tactics. When it comes to law enforcement, that's the very reason why he vetoed speed cameras, said Cherise DeLaver, a spokeswoman for Ehrlich. Well, at least that's good news. The governor felt that there is an appropriate time and place for the use of night vision equipment. However, he did not feel that seatbelt enforcement rose to that level, DeLaver said. Borrowed from the military, the equipment was used only during a three-hour test in Rockville area of Montgomery County Wednesday night. The equipment already has been returned. Hey, folks, you don't like that? I saw articles 8 years ago where the Army was giving free ground-penetrating radar to police departments. It isn't like infrared that just sees a little bit through your walls, you know, basically heat patterns. It sees, you know, black and white image of you in the shower, in bed with your wife, whatever. I mean, this is out of control. I told you Newsweek's a government op, folks. This is out of the Raw story. Newsweek D.C. media manager to become PRVP for White House anti-drug campaign. Rosanna Matita, Newsweek's Washington media relations manager, leaves the magazine to join a public relations firm as vice president for the White House's anti-drug campaign tomorrow, i.e. going after their competition. The move was announced Friday in an email to the press. She will join the international public relations firm Fleischman Hillard. After 5 years at Newsweek, I'm leaving on Monday to pursue a new adventure in a PR firm. You were always part of a PR firm. Fleischman Hillard, she wrote, it's been a great pleasure to work with you over the years, and I hope we will continue to do so in my new capacity, VP for the White House Anti-Drug Campaign, said. The U.S. Office of National Drug Policy, she said, has its own spokesperson. She declined to comment further, referring questions on Monday, ruling that overruled state medical marijuana laws to her new firm. Fleischman Hillard has been the architect of the White House aggressive anti-drug campaigns, which have increased drugs on the street. Particularly with regard to marijuana, they pioneered a campaign which encouraged parents to engage their children about drug use and also linked drug use to funding Al-Qaeda. The firm asserts that they have successfully changed perceptions about marijuana. So that it's connected to terrorists. Just absolutely ridiculous. All right, we'll come back. The Downing Street memo, top secret, no more. MEPs to vote on invasive data collection systems and a lot more. And we'll probably have time to jam a few calls in here. Told we had a bunch of calls and they all dropped, maybe phones again, so we'll see if we can get back through. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the other side of this quick break. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave and the internet at InfoWars.com. We're going to take a final call from Dale in Texas, cover a few final news items here. I've been getting a few calls from radio station managers that want to pick the show up because callers, listeners call them. For listeners, you're doing a great job, but direct them to GCNLive.com. We have two satellites. We have one that is the STARS Encore satellite. We lease a little sub-audio feed from them, which any station can get and put up. And that's what most of the other Patriot networks do. You know, they lease them from folks like that. And then there's only four radio satellites. There's a Clear Channel, an ABC, a CBS, I think Jones Broadcasting. We lease a feed, because you have to lease one of these, and so those stations need to know about those feeds. They can go to GCNLive.com and get that. We lease one of those from ABC's satellite, a premium digital feed. So I got stations calling me asking me to have them pick the show up, and they need to go to GCNLive.com. They can get the Stars Encore feed. It's a TV audio, but it's pretty good. Or they can get the digital feed off of, it's called Star Guide. But the particular feed we lease from ABC. All right, let's go to Dale in Texas. Dale, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I got some stuff that just come back from Iraq, including a radiac detector that's worn on the wrist of a M1A1 Abrams tank commander's uniform. You know, he puts it on his wrist to monitor any radiation.
Sure.
And there is no... indications at all of any radiation at all on it.
Sir,
it's been a year out there with all this, quote, DU. And okay. I was just wondering, how much money are you making out of playing on people's fears?
Okay. You know what? Can we get you on tomorrow for a full hour?
No.
Put him on hold for a second. Dale, I want to get your number, or I want to guarantee that you'll come on for a full hour tomorrow with me. Okay? He hung up. He hung up. See, Dale, call back in right now, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, please call back in, but I'm not going to let you run over me. We need to spend plenty of time on this. I don't know about the particular type of radiation detector you're talking about, but depleted uranium, the Army's own handbook, says is deadly poison in the heavy metal alone, and the New York Daily News tested the blood of the troops and found that they had upwards of 2 rems of radiation. Okay? I've had Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the book for the Pentagon on it, who's sick and dying. Many of his team have died. Now, the type of detectors that I know that some of the tanks have on them, I didn't know about on their wrist, only pick up the type that you would have from like a nuclear spill. I mean, really high radiation. The kind of stuff, you know, that'll kill you if you're around it for a day or so. DU is different, sir. It's particleized, and it goes on. So there's different types of radiation. And I haven't made a film about DU, though I should make a film about it, and as you said, make some money trying to warn people. I feel good about making money warning people so I can hire more staff and warn more people. So I don't know why you hung up, Dale, but when somebody disagrees, I just love it. So you think I'm a traitor because I'm exposing DU. The troops were forced to take experimental anthrax shots, which the government now admits made them very sick. I mean, I don't understand, Dale, and I don't know why you hung up. Did he ever call back? Did he call back? He didn't call back? So, you know, DU is not nutritious. You know, I challenge you. If you call me at 11 o'clock tomorrow, I'll have you on for a full hour, okay? I know I got guests coming up tomorrow, but we'll move them if need be. Or you call in after this show anytime you want, buddy. You can come on for 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you want. Because I'm ready to defend my ideas. All right, Get Martial Law, the new film. Get it, make copies, get it out to people. And so we can wake up dumbbells like Dale, who thinks DU is nutritious. And that's 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com to order it via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Sir, the Pentagon admits DU is deadly dangerous. Thank you. Terrorist.